More than 200 asylum seekers are being held at a federal detention facility in SeaTac. Many of them are women who've had their children taken from them by federal agents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Family separations are happening due to a new policy from the Trump administration. Jorge Barón is executive director of the Northwest Immigrants Rights Project. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that he believes Trump's policy is not legal.
Well, what's new here is that we have a policy from the federal government of intentionally separating parents from their children. And we're talking about children that are as young as 5 years old all the way to teenage years. We have asylum seekers who are now being put through the criminal justice system. And then on top of that, they are using that as an excuse to separate parents from the children in an incredibly cruel policy.
Can you tell us about one of these people, someone your staff has been in contact with?
Sure. Well, we have only been able to talk to 11 of them so far out of the 209. I personally spoke to two of them earlier, two women. Both of them have been separated from daughters. One of them had been separated from a 15-year-old daughter and the other one from an 11-year-old daughter. The two daughters, we believe, are still in Texas, and the two women are here. Their main questions are about their daughters and how soon they're going to be reunified, and incredibly anxious about the fact that their daughters are far apart from them, as would any parent.
What's happened to them since they entered the U.S., and what's their state of mind right now?
Well, the women who I talked to personally told me their experience was that they crossed the border. They turned themselves into Border Patrol because they were seeking protection. They came in with their daughters. And as soon as they got into the Border Patrol station, they were split apart from their daughters. They told me about walking into this room. And at some point, the official said, well, you, mother, go this way and daughter, you go the other way. And no warning that they were about to be separated, no chance to say goodbye. And that was the last time these mothers had seen their daughters about 4 weeks ago. They went through a federal criminal process down at the southern border. They were declared guilty of illegal entry. They were sentenced by the federal court down there to time served. So their case is done in terms of criminal case that the Trump administration is now using against these asylum seekers, which is a whole new thing. And then they were put into, I think the women felt like they were going to be able to return to their children at that point when the judge said that. But what happened was that they were sent to another immigration detention center in Texas for about 3 weeks. And then this past Sunday, they were brought up here to the federal detention center in SeaTac. They are very anxious about what's happening to their children. And they're anxious because when they came up to SeaTac, they had no idea what came next. Nobody had talked to them, explained to them what might happen to them until I was able to see them on Wednesday and explain a little bit of what was happening. But unfortunately, I still didn't have a lot of concrete information to provide them.
Mr. Barón, the Trump administration says it's adhering to this zero tolerance policy for anyone who crosses the border illegally. And they say policy like this will deter people from trying to cross the border. What's your response to that argument?
Well, I think the first thing is that when they say that this policy is going to prevent people from coming because they're doing something wrong, I would say, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. They are seeking protection from themselves and from their families. There's, you know, tremendous level of violence in the countries that they're coming from. So we don't think that they've done anything wrong. And in terms of the deterrence, you know, when we're having people fleeing those dangerous situations, you can make the policy incredibly cruel, and people are still going to try to seek protection when they're facing, you know, serious dangers. The other thing is that it probably will deter some people, but at what cost, right? We could have things like the death penalty for people who commit shoplifting. That might deter people from doing it, but that doesn't, I think most people would agree, that's incredibly profoundly unfair. So I think we need to be thinking about the impact that these policies are having on a human level, and it's just unnecessarily cruel.
Mr. Barón, what is likely to happen to the people being detained in SeaTac?
That's the hard question. I mean, I think we are trying to get as many people legal assistance as possible. We expect that they will either have what is known as a credible fear interview to screen their asylum claims. Many of them may end up in full deportation hearings to be able to bring that asylum claim to an immigration judge. But we are hopeful that we'll be able to get some of those people released so that they can be reunified with their children. But I have to be honest and say that right now it's looking pretty daunting given the circumstances that these women are facing.
Jorge Barón is the executive director of the Northwest Immigrants' Rights Project. Mr. Barón, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
An ICE spokesperson says the agency is enforcing immigration laws consistent with the administration's directives and the law. Immigration advocates are planning to hold a protest tomorrow at the Federal Detention Center in SeaTac.